الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. ایک ولی اللہ کا واقعہ ان دس کتاب، دیٹ آل آور دینی میٹرز اسپیشلی دا سنت ٹوڈے سائنس ہیز پروون دیٹ دے آر آل دا پرفیکٹ اینڈ دا آئیڈیل تھنگس ان آور لائفز ود دیٹ ریگارڈ وی ور ریڈنگ ود ریگارڈ ٹو دا ایفیکٹس آف قرآن شریف ایٹسیٹرا وین اٹ از ریڈ اینڈ یو بلو آن سم بڈی وٹ اٹ ایفیکٹس اٹ ہیز آن دیٹ پرسن. So with regard to that, incident is written, ایک ولی اللہ کا واقعہ، the incident of one ولی of اللہ تعالی. سن 1952 میں MBBS کا طالب علم تھا. The author of this kitab, the doctor, he says, in 1952, I was a student doing MBBS, medical student. ملتان کے ایک باغ میں سید عطا اللہ شاہ بخاری مرحوم کی رات کو تقریر تھی. ان ون آف دا آرچرڈز آف ملتان دیر واز گوئنگ ٹو بی دا لیکچر آف حضرت شاہ عطا اللہ بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. دیٹ از دوز آرچرڈز آر ود تریز پلانٹڈ آن دا سائڈز اینڈ ان دا مڈل از این اوپن اسپیس بیکاز دا مسجدز ور ٹو اسمال. وین شاہ عطا اللہ بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ شوڈ میک بیان، دا کراؤڈز ور سو ہیوج that they could not be accommodated in the masjid. So, in this particular orchard, his bayan was going to take place. Meri walid sahab mujhe saath le gaye. My father also, I was still a young boy, my father took me with for the bayan. Bukhari marhum ne isha ki namaz ke baad taqreer shuru ki. And Shah sahab rahmatullah alayh started his bayan after isha namaz, which was his normal practice. اور جب فجر کی اذان ختم ہوئی تو ختم کی. اینڈ وین دا اذانس آف فجر فنشڈ دین ہی فنشڈ ہز بیان. دا ہول نائٹ ہی یوز ٹو میک بیان. دس واز کوائٹ کامن وتھ شاہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. رات کی تقریباً 1 بجے اکثر لوگ سونے لگے. ایٹ اباؤٹ 1 o'clock, ہاف وے پاس آف دا نائٹ، ہی سیز دین پیپل اسٹارٹڈ سلیپنگ، گیٹنگ ٹائرڈ. اینڈ دیز آر آل ورکنگ کلاس پیپل ہو ورک دا ہول ڈے. And now the whole night they listening to bayan. To Bukhari sahab ne surah Yasin ki tilawat shuru ki. Then he started reading surah Yasin. Shah Ataullah Bukhari. Allah ne Bukhari marhum ke zuban mein itna asar rakha tha ki sara majma jaag utha aur log ro rahe the. In his reading, Allah had blessed him with such a beautiful way of reading that the whole gathering woke up when he started reading Surah Yasin, and of all his reading, especially Surah Yasin, was very, very effective. People woke up and started crying. Usi athna mein sare majme ke upar ek sufed rang ka badal jo darakhton ki balandi par tha chha gaya. At the same time, when he was reading Yasin Sharif, he says a white cloud came over all the people, which was at the height of the tree. The tree tops at that height was a cloud that covered all that whole place, a white cloud. Us badal mein sufed roshniya nazar aa rahi thi. And we could see white lights in this cloud. Maine walid sahab se us badal ke mutalliq poocha, to wo bhi یہ نظارہ دیکھ کر حیران ہو گئے. آئی واز اے ینگ بوائے. آئی آسکڈ مائی فادر واٹ از آل دس. سو مائی فادر سا اینڈ ہی واز آلسو ویری سرپرائز. ہی آلسو ڈیڈ ناٹ نو. چنانچہ سارے مجمع نے یہ نظارہ دیکھا. دا ہول گیدرنگ سا دس سین. قریباً 1 گھنٹے تک یہ بادل لوگوں پر چھا رہا. فار 1 آور دس کلاؤڈ واز دیئر اوور دا پیپل. جب بخاری صاحب نے یاسین ختم کی تو بادل یکدم غائب ہو گیا. When he completed his Yasin Sharif, then suddenly that cloud also just went away. Uske baad Bukhari sahab ne bataya ki Allah ki dusri makhlooq Allah ka kalam sunne aayi thi, yani farishte. Then Bukhari sahab, when he started his bayan, he says the other creation of Allah, that is the malaika, the angels, they also came to listen. And this was the system, and especially when somebody reads properly with tajweed, and he reads from his heart, then till today that effect is there. मेरे वालिद साहब ने बताया कि सन 1942 में राजनपुर में शुद्धि तहरीक जोर पकड़ गई. माय फादर सेज, ही सेज द ऑथर, दैट इन 1942 देयर वाज अ शुद्धि मूवमेंट. दिस मूवमेंट वाज वेयर द हिंदूज वर फोर्सिबली मेकिंग मुस्लिम्स इनटू हिंदूज. हिंदू मुसलमान को जबरन हिंदू बना रहे थे. दिस वॉज वेन दे वर मेकिंग फोर्सिबली दे वर कन्वर्टिंग एंड चेंजिंग मुस्लिम्स इनटू हिंदूज. चुनाचे 6 या 7 खानदान हिंदू बन गए. 6-7 फैमिलीज ऑल्सो दे इवन बिकेम हिंदूज. सर पर चोटियां रख ली और मंदिरों में जाकर बूटों की पूजा शुरू कर दी. दे मेड लाइक द हिंदूज दैट स्मॉल लिटिल चोटली प्लेट द हेयर एंड दे स्टार्टेड गोइंग टू द मंदिर ऑल्सो टू द टेम्पल. मुसलमानों में बहुत इस्तेराब फैल गया. मुस्लिम्स बिकेम वेरी कंसर्न एंड वरीड अबाउट दिस. राजनपुर का डॉक्टर सिख था. द डॉक्टर ऑफ दिस विलेज राजनपुर ही वॉज ऑल्सो ए सिख. ऐसी हिंदू था. द वन पोलिटिकल हेड ऑफ द पॉलिटिक्स वॉज ए हिंदू और पुलिस भी हिंदू थी. एंड द पुलिस ऑल्सो एवरी वन वॉज अगेंस्ट द मुस्लिम्स. मुसलमान कुछ भी नहीं कर सकते थे. Therefore, the Muslims couldn't do anything. मुसलमानों की मीटिंग हुई और मेरे वालिद साहब को सैयद अताउल्लाह शाह बुखारी को लाने के लिए भेजा गया. मुस्लिम्स हैड ए मीटिंग एंड इन दैट दे डिसाइडेड वी शुड गेट शाह अताउल्लाह बुखारी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह. चुनांचे शाहजी मरहूम जब राजनपुर तशरीफ लाए, देन आई वेंट एंड इट वॉज अपॉइंटेड दैट आई मस्ट गो एंड फेच हिम. सो आई वेंट, आई ब्रॉट हिम. वेन ही केम तो लोग उनकी तकरीर सुनने के लिए बड़ी तादाद में इकट्ठे हो गए. एंड दिस वॉज ए करामत ऑफ हिज. Wherever he made bayan, people used to come in huge numbers. Here also the same happened. Shahji Marhum ne hasb-e maamool Surah Yasin parhi. As it was his habit, he started reading Surah Yasin. Allah ke us kalam ka itna asar hua ke na sirf murtad musalman khandan wapas Islam mein dakhil hue. Allah ta'ala, so the kalam, the effect of the words of Allah was such, not only those Muslims who na'uzu billah became murtad, they came back into the fold of Islam, balki kuch Hindu bhi Allah ka kalam sunkar musalman ho. But in fact some Hindus also listened to the kalam, Yasin Sharif, and they became Muslims. Hinduo par Shahji Marhum ka raub cha gaya. And Allah ta'ala put a inner fear into the hearts of the Hindus of Shah Ataullah Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Aur shuddi ki tehreek khatam ho gayi. And this movement also came to an end there. Sun 1945 mein phir us tehreek ne sar uthaya. Again this movement started in 1945. First in 1942, then again in 1945. राजनपुर के मुसलमानों ने फिर शाहजी मरहूम को बुलाने का प्रोग्राम बनाया. द पीपल ऑफ दिस विलेज अगेन दे अरेंज वी शुड कॉल शाह अताउल्लाह बुखारी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह. तो हिंदू गोशा नशीन हो गए. द हिंदू शेल्फ्ड अ होल मूवमेंट, पुट इट वन साइड एंड दे वर लाइक नॉट टू बी सीन एनीवेयर. और शुद्धी तहरीक खत्म हो गई. एंड जस्ट द नेम ऑफ शाह अताउल्लाह बुखारी एंड दिस मूवमेंट ऑफ दिस कंप्लीटली डिसअपियर्ड. Also at the Shuddi Tahriq, where the Muslims were so concerned, so they made mashura what to do and how to go and combat it. One ordinary person, a Miyaji, he said that he'll go and sort it out. He went there, he got all those people, Muslims who became murtad. He said, you people were born Muslims and your sunnat was made, your khatna was made. So, and till that piece of skin that was cut off, till you don't get it and put it back, you remain Muslims. And you have to go and look for that skin, and you put it back again, you sew it up again, and then you can become a Hindu. This came in their minds, yes, it's true. Very simple-minded people, and they came into the fold of Islam. But in short, people from different areas and fields worked, and Allah Ta'ala's fazl and fitness raised their head all the time. And it is the duty of the Muslims, and particularly the ulama of Islam, that they must then take up the cudgels and fight these fitnas. Allah has made the ulama for that, and fitnas is a thing that will keep on coming in different forms. It will raise its ugly head all the time. And it is prudent and wise to recognize the fitnas and then put an end to them. All our great ulama, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali, put an end to Maududiyism. And Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali exposed Qadianiyism. And he fought Qadianiyism. In this way, all our ulama, they always fought battles against the batil and the evil that came. And that should be the jazba of a Muslim, that Islam must remain pure. But however, the enemy, shaitan, are working very hard. And today we have got a brand of Muslims that want peace with all. Make peace with shaitan also. Make peace with everyone. Don't tell anyone anything bad. That is not jihad is in Islam. Allah Ta'ala instituted the great command of jihad also. So this is not at all a correct approach that make peace with all. And you must be very diplomatic. And you mustn't call a spade. You must take it very easy with people. And a simple way to understand this, if somebody interferes with your wife, and you say, no, you must have peace with all, don't fight with anyone. No, now it's nothing now, what can we do now? You must understand now. Or somebody steals your money, or somebody wants to rob you or anything like that, then you don't say peace with all. Then you fight your cause. And no matter how, whichever way you can, whatever you can do, you do it. But unfortunately, deen is not dear to us today. How dear our wives are to us, our cars, our own child scratch our cars, we are not diplomatic there. And then we don't take it easy with the child. That car is so dear to us, our worldly things, but unfortunately, deen is not dear. When it comes to deen, then you must take it easy. Then you mustn't be harsh with anyone. That is not at all the correct approach. We must understand that how important deen is and how deen has to be protected. Deen has to be protected more than any of our material things. Deen has to be much more dearer to us. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. However, this whole subject was to show what effect Kalamullah has got. The words of Allah Ta'ala, what great effects they have got. And this also, all this will be the whole of our deen. Like if a person, he does business, he's got a shop, he's doing business, he's working for somebody, and he doesn't just do it as a duty and doesn't worry about results. That, well, I have to do business, so I'm doing business. He doesn't worry whether he's making a profit, end of the month if he's seeing some money, end of the year if he's seeing some money. Yeah, it's just I have to do it, it's a duty. Nobody does it like that. If that business, that job is not paying, if he's not earning enough, or the boss doesn't pay him, then he changes his job. He goes somewhere else. He'll fight for his pay, etc. So deen, much more than what our businesses can do for us, what our jobs can do for us, what food can do to fill the stomach, and what medicine can do to give shifa. Deen, every aspect of deen has got a particular purpose. Like Ramzan, we have to acquire taqwa. Namaz, it has to stop us from evil. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. All this, but we just do it as a duty. And that result, we're not worried. And we're not thinking, and yeah, we can't change the shop and change the business. But we have to see, why isn't my Ramzan bringing taqwa in my life? Why is my namaz not stopping me from evil? And all the amal that we are doing, why am I not getting the results? By the way, it's a duty. Nobody does his business as by the way. It's his object in life. He does his business as an object of his life. He doesn't just do it as by the way. Ramzan, now we'll carry on with our dunya. By the way, we'll keep roza also. We'll make taraweeh also. And this is the good Muslims who will keep their rozas, make taraweeh also, make tilawat also. But it's all by the way. What roza was supposed to deliver, we don't check if that is coming, whether we are getting that or not. So that is important. We have to get results. And a person has to be dedicated to his deen and to all the aspects of deen. Until a person, there are four or five brothers in a business. Brothers also complain, this brother is not taking interest in the business. And we'll tell you to leave the business. You're not taking interest. You need dedication. We give bayans on that. that you have to have interest in your business. How can you go fishing end of the month? How can you go for a holiday in December? This is the time to do business. You can't go for a holiday this time. We get angry on that. The same way with our deen. Today, not long ago, Bakri Eid was in school holidays. People were going for their holidays. Just leave the Qurbani to somebody else. Holidays are more important. Forget business being more important. Holidays are more important than our deeni matters. So in that way, how can we understand? So deen, we are, if those who are dindar, we are not talking of those who are not in deen. Those who are in dindar, who are in deen, who are dindar, they have taken deen just as a customary thing, just as a by the way thing. So it is just a ritual. It is just customs that we are following. And a custom doesn't deliver anything in any way. In anything you do a thing in a customary way. You do your business in a customary. How many husbands complain of their wives, wife of their husbands? You're not dedicated in the marriage. You don't give time to the house. You don't give time to the wife. You're not giving time to the children. It's a problem in the house. The wife, you're not cooking, you're not cleaning the house, you're not seeing to the children. By the way you're doing this, it's not acceptable. So customary thing in anything is not acceptable. Where indeed can customary deen? And then if more than that, we become a bit dedicated, then deen is an entertainment for us. That also we don't understand, but we have made deen to a great extent an entertainment. Today Umrah, by and large, has become an entertainment. The proof of it, we don't learn about anything about Umrah. There we are worried which hotel we're going to stay. The shopping is so important. All the time discussing of shopping all the time. What we're going to buy, which hotel we stayed, etc. And what was the object of Umrah? It's lost. Ramzan is the most, it's a ritual, and a bit more than that, it's an entertainment. But the purpose of Ramzan is lost also. The whole of deen and the elite in deen have also made deen an entertainment. The radio stations is an entertainment. The essence of deen gets washed out with these things. Islamic schools is just to pacify that we are also getting our deen education. But our object is our secular education. And this is just that we're just making ourselves happy, massaging our nafs, that we are doing our deen side also. So you are happy. I am making tilawat also. But all these things are supposed to bring results. So deen is no entertainment. In the same way, this Quran Sharif, the effect that Shahji Rahmatullah Ali and how many other great buzurg, this is when Quran Sharif and deen becomes a reality. Today Quran Sharif, as it has come in the hadith we were warned, it will be just an entertainment. لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ولا من القرآن إلا رسمه. Today قراءت, which has become a great thing, قراءت, but it is more an entertainment, just that we feel happy. Entertainment, zikr has become an entertainment. So while a lady is working in a kitchen, we're traveling in the car, put that cassette, that zikr CD. So we are just now enjoying Qasida Burda, Asma'ul Husna, whatever it is. Just enjoyment. But zikr is supposed to bring a great change in a person. A zikr is a person must get involved. But we like the sing song in zikr and the melodious sound, and that we get a bit emotional, etc. But zikr, the ash'ar which Hazrat has prescribed, those ash'ar, if we ponder a little bit on them, what reality it is supposed to bring into our lives. That reality has to come, not just an entertainment. So it is very important that the essence of deen must be revived. Today deen is, to whatever extent it is alive, but to the great extent that alive deen is customary and is entertainment. And the essence of deen, that's why we don't see that the benefits of deen, that a deen is supposed to deliver such goods where science and maths and dunya, businesses and governments can never even imagine, can't dream of those things. The Sahaba crossed the water without their feet becoming wet. That was the essence of deen was on them. The connection with Allah Ta'ala. Today, La ilaha illallah, we read it in a melodious way. But the inside is empty, completely, khokhla. There is no connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is required. Then see what du'as will do. Today du'as also, we are just those who read du'as. Otherwise generally, we don't even read du'as. And if we read, it is just that with the du'a, that on our trust is, the du'a is a bridge, to bridge us and lead us to Allah Ta'ala. That our connection must be with Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala let us realize and work towards this, that the reality of deen comes into us and not just a superficial deen or customary or just a ritual. Yeah, in the next kitab of Hadrat Ahmed Barakatum Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat, yeah, Hadrat is discussing how a murid should stay with his sheikh, with his peer, and how to benefit when becoming bay'at, how to benefit all the various aspects. Further, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, فرمایا کہ اصلی چیز اصلاح کے لیے صحبت ہے. علم چاہے ہو یا نہ ہو. Hazrat says the actual thing for islah, for the reformation of a person, is the sohbat of the sheikh. Whether a person has knowledge or he does not have knowledge. Knowledge is secondary. The important thing is sohbat. This our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains very beautifully in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِرَاءَةُ الْحَقِّ, that O Allah, show us the straight path. That is, Hazrat explains, like somebody asks you, how must I go to Joburg from here? You give him directions. And صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the sohbat of the righteous and the pious. Then that Hazrat explains, somebody asks you, how can I go to Joburg? You tell him, jump in my car, I am going, I'll take you. Without even knowing the road, without any effort, without any burden on his brain, he'll be in Joburg. So that is sohbat. Ilm is that you know your road to how to go. And sohbat is that person puts you in his car and he takes you. So that is what is sohbat. So if you have sohbat, even if you don't have ilm, you're still going to reach your destination. بلکہ علم بھی بلا صحبت کے بیکار ہے. And this Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, even if you got ilm but no sohbat, that ilm is also useless. It's not going to help you. It's like you got fuel in your car, you got your car and your fuel is your fuel is your ilm. But the car that now you must move it, it must move, that is sohbat. So just having fuel in your car is also not enough. You got knowledge. You know now. But now you have to start moving. And that moving is sohbat. Sahib-e sohbat bila ilm ke islah ziyada hoti hai sahib-e ilm bila sohbat se. Hazrat says that this person who has got sohbat, company of the righteous and the pious, and he hasn't got knowledge, his islah takes place more compared to the person who has got knowledge and he hasn't got sohbat. In other words, what Hazrat is stressing, that company of the righteous and the pious is more important. Isi waaste main kaha karta hoon ke angrezi khwab bachchon ko sulaha wa ulama ke paas bheja karo. Hazrat says, therefore, those who are studying in colleges and schools, who are acquiring secular education, I always say, send them more to the ulama and to the pious. Aur bari bhi uska khiyal aur بری بھی اس کا خیال رکھے تو برا فائدہ ہو. And if the big people also keep this in mind, that our youngsters who are going university, schools, etc., send them in the company of the pious. اور ہم اس کا وعدہ کرتے ہیں کہ ہم نہ ان کے پائنچوں پر اعتراض کریں گے نہ ان کی داری سے ہمیں بحث ہوگی. And Hazrat says, we promise, we won't tell them that your trousers are below your ankles, that you haven't kept your beard is not right, we won't tell them all those things. نہ ہم ان کو مار مار کر نماز پڑھوائیں گے. And neither will we beat them up and let them make namaz. Just let them come and get sohbat. وہ ہمارے پاس بیٹھیں گے تو ان کو ہم سے اور ہم کو ان سے انس ہوگا. Just by sitting, then they will become used to us, we will become used to them. Familiarity will grow. We will start liking one another. اور دین سے مناسبت پیدا ہوگی. Now they will come to know what is deen. یہ مناسبت جر ہے اور علم و عمل اس کے فرق. مناسبت is the root That is the main thing, that with the righteous and the pious, you have an affiliation, you have a relationship. Ilm and amal, both are the branches. The root is sohbat. And then from the root of sohbat, will the tree grow, on which there will be ilm also, and there will be amal also. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, sab ke sab alim na the. Sirf sohbat se paya, jo kuch paya. All of the Sahaba were not alims. But whatever they acquired, it is from sohbat. And in fact, Allah kept their name on the tongues of the Muslims and non-Muslims. Sahaba, companions, from companionship. And this Maulana Mansur al-Haq said a beautiful poem, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum quotes also many times. Kabhi kabar visit ko companionship nahi kehte. That visiting now and then is not called sohbat. Sohbat is something that you are with the person. That is what is called sohbat. So, which Allah says, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. For a reasonable time and in the proper way, sit in the company of the pious, and that is the route by which the Sahaba became Sahaba. There's a Sahaba, for example, who became a Muslim, and he got sohbat. He didn't make one namaz. He passed away. He didn't learn one masala of deen, but he was a Sahabi. He has reached that stage that all the awliya of the world together cannot reach his stage. No ilm he has got, no amal he has got, but sohbat he has got. So how that shows how important sohbat is. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, sab ke sab alim na the, sirf sohbat se paya, jo kuch paya. Aur hamesha ahlullah ne sohbat hi ka iltizam rakha. And the ahlullah always, they put a lot of stress on sohbat, on company. Itni tawajjuh ilm ki taraf nahi ki, jitni sohbat ki taraf ki. And they did not stress so much of knowledge as they had stressed as far as sohbat is concerned. That is much more important. فرمایا کہ اکثر رئیسوں کو حق تعالی حوصلہ عطا فرما دیتے ہیں. خدا جب حسن دیتا ہے نزاکت آ ہی جاتی ہے. In another ملفوظ حضرت says that commonly it is generally that Allah تعالی رئیس, the people who are wealthy people, who are leaders, Allah gives them نزاکت also, that is their مزاج also, they become very sensitive also. The more they become, the higher upper social structures they reach, the more sensitive they become. Khaja sahab, khuda jab husn deta hai, nazakat aahi jati hai. When Allah gives beauty, then that person automatically becomes very sensitive also. So we see this happening. A lady who is beautiful, she is very sensitive also. A man who is handsome, he is also very sensitive. And those who are not so beautiful and that, there isn't that sensitiveness in them also. Janab Khaja sahab ne arz kiya ke isi tarah buzurgani kamilin daulate batini dene mein sakhi hote hain. That in the same way, when a person now reaches the upper structures as far as deen is concerned, who we call now Ahlullah, they also become very sensitive. And their hearts become very big also. And they are very keen to spread this ma'rifat of Allah, ta'alluq of Allah. They want to spread it with everyone. They can be tired themselves, exhausted. But wherever they see, especially a true, sincere person, he wants to learn something, they will give their lives for that person. Because Allah makes them like that. سخی ہوتے ہوں گے مگر ان کو اس میں اختیار کیا ہے وہ تو حق تعالی کے قبضے میں ہے. And this is really not from their side. Allah makes them like that. That when they are now, Allah, they reach that level by Allah Ta'ala, closeness to Allah, Allah puts in them that they are worried of the guidance of mankind. And they want to give their lives for the people, that how every person can come on the right path. فرمایا کہ ان کے اختیار کی ضرورت نہیں, ان کے قلوب میں یہ برکت ہوتی ہے. حضرت said that they don't have to have a choice. Allah has put this barakat in their hearts, that who now they just are keen to, that people must become close to Allah, must become the walis of Allah Ta'ala. کہ ان کو راضی رکھتا ہے कि जो उनको राजी रखता है और जिसकी तरफ उनके कुलूब मुतवज्जी रहते हैं अल्लाह ताला उस पर फजल फरमा ही देता है। तजुर्बा यही है दैट हूएवर कीप्स देम हैप्पी दैट इज नाउ दिस पीपल दिस औलिया हूएवर विल कीप देम हैप्पी एंड देयरफॉर द एटिकेट एंड आदाब ऑफ द खानका आर सो इम्पोर्टेंट एंड नाउ बाय कीपिंग देम हैप्पी ऑटोमेटिकली देयर हार्ट्स टर्न टू दैट पर्सन. When their hearts turn to them, then Allah Ta'ala makes fazl on those people. Which Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has written, Inna Allah yanzuru ila qulubil arifin. Allah all the time watches the hearts of the awliya. And whose muhabbat he finds in their heart, Allah makes muhabbat with those people directly now. And Allah brings them close to him. Chunanche ek martaba Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali aur ek और शख्स नहर में वजू कर रहे थे. वन टाइम इमाम अहमद इब्न हंबल रहमतुल्लाह अलैह वन ऑफ द फोर ग्रेट इमाम्स वाज मेकिंग वजू एट द रिवर बैंक एंड अनदर पर्सन वाज आल्सो मेकिंग वजू. उस शख्स ने ख्याल किया कि इमाम साहब मकबूल बंदे हैं, मेरा मुस्तकमल पानी उनके पास जाता है, ये बेअदबी है. दैट पर्सन वाज सिटिंग ऑन द हायर प्लेस वेयर द वाटर वाज फ्लोइंग डाउन. He was making wuzu there and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was making wuzu here. So that person thought that my water, what I'm using, which goes back into the river, that is going to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. This is bi'adabi. Who am I? I am a nothing. And such a great buzurg, such a great alim, wali of Allah, it's not right that I sit on this side. Isliye wo ooch kar dusri taraf unke niche ja baitha. Therefore, he got up from there and came and sat on the bottom side where the water of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal will come to him. Not his water go to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Baad intiqal ke, usko kisi ne khab mein dekha, poocha ke maghfirat ho gayi ya nahi. After that person passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, did Allah forgive you? What has happened? Kaha ke mere paas koi amal na tha. He said, I had no amal like that. I was just an ordinary down-to-earth person. Is par maghfirat hui ke tune hamare maqbool banda Ahmad ibn Hanbal ka adab kiya tha. He says, but Allah forgave me that you made adab of our wali, of our great pious person, of this great alim, you made this adab. On that Allah forgave you. Us par maghfirat hui, achha, ka adab kiya tha. Hame ye pasand aaya. Isi waste, this we loved and on that we forgave you. Isi waste hadith mein aaya hai ki ye Aisha kisi nek amal ko hatir na samajna. That oh Aisha, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't regard any good deed as a small good deed. You don't know that small good deed can grant you your forgiveness. Har nek amal mein khasiyat maghfirat ki hai. Every good deed has got the quality that you can be forgiven by that good deed. Isi tarah har guna mein khasiyat azab ki hai, chahe chota ho ya bara. And in the same way, every guna has got the effect in it that it can land you into jahannam, even if it is a small guna. So never regard even a small guna as small. Stay away from it. And never regard a good deed, even as a small good deed, don't regard it as small. It is enough to take you to jannah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blessed us to go to South America. And alhamdulillah, lot of lessons we learned, lot of eye-openers. And it was very, very beneficial, alhamdulillah. We were quite a big group, about 20 persons, 10 men and 10 women. We first went to Sao Paulo in Brazil. We spent the night and then the next day we traveled via Peru, Lima, and then Caracas, which is the capital of Venezuela. And then we got, we spent again a night there. And then after 2.5 days only we reached our destination. It is really far, this place. Porto Ordaz, which is about an hour's flight journey from Caracas to the south. There, alhamdulillah, work of deen has started. And this started some years ago when Jamaats went, and Arabs who had gone there, unfortunately, the enemies, the Jews, have made South America the dumping ground for dumping the Arabs from the Arab states. The first it started was from Spain, when they emptied out Spain and they took them to South America. And by shiploads they took them there, And when they went there, and one person previously had explained to us that he said we, he's an Arab also, we were staying at his place. He says that we were environmental Muslims. That means the environment was Muslim, we were Muslims. Ramzan, all are keeping rozas, we also kept. Ramzan, Eid, all are making Eid, we also made Eid. But the minute the environment was not there when we came here, so because no environment, we were not Muslims also. So it's not enough to be an environmental Muslim. And we see this, that those people who are like that, for example, we have a function at home, and it is such that all the people who have come for that function, they are all namazis. Now it's time for Zohar, all are going, everyone goes. The person who's not namazi, he also goes. But when it is such an environment where nobody is a namazi, now the person who is a good namazi also finds it hard. And the person who is an environment, a weathercock, that if all are going for namaz, I also go. Nobody is going, so I also don't go. So that Islam is not strong. A person will lose everything if he's an environmental Muslim. Second is, we must be Muslims of knowledge, have knowledge. And knowledge also is not enough, conviction in the heart. We see how many people who go for Hajj, Umrah, they're going on Saudi Airlines. There is a namaz room in the aeroplane. But when people are not making namaz, they don't make namaz. They just sit and they don't make namaz. So having knowledge also is not enough, that conviction that my namaz, even if it's awkward to make namaz, but you got that conviction, you will make a point that no, I have to make my namaz now. At all times, whatever other things, guarding the gazes, controlling our anger, temper, all these things, if we have got conviction, ilm, knowledge, and we have got conviction, and conviction comes from sohbat. When a person has sohbat, then he will have this conviction. So unfortunately, they did not have that environment, and they got lost there, and everything got over how many generations. So when one jamaat went, they met some Arab brothers, and then they found out that this is the progeny of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, and today they are completely lost. They are in lot of money. Allah has given them lot of money, but as far as dunya is concerned, they are completely lost. And when this was narrated to this person, one person there immediately just got like a vision of Qiyamah's day. That Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was telling them that you found my progeny and you just left them. So, and you did nothing further. You spoke to them, but after that you did nothing. Then Allah inspired Maulana Yusuf Biko that just jamaat work is not enough. We have to follow it up and follow it up solidly. So then he started maktabs there. So that deen cannot, a jamaat goes, makes mulaqats, they come away. But now who's going to carry on? Who's going to do the follow up? After 1 year, another jamaat comes. And they work again in a different way. They meet that person, they don't meet that person. So something was required. So alhamdulillah, he started this work. And he started particularly in this place, Porto or Das. And there is Maulana Muhammad Munshi, who was the son-in-law of Abdul Hamid Valley. No, not Abdul Hamid Valley. What's his father's name? Ji? Suleiman Ji. He's here. The two girls, mashallah, very good. They studied. They were girls madrasa. And the one is married in Zambia. And she is married there. And she and her husband both are doing great, fantastic work. Maulana Bashir was there. And they still remember Maulana Bashir Lahair till now. And he put a wonderful foundation of teaching Quran with Tajweed, the Qaida. And they really appreciate it, and they mentioned it over and over. And they're still carrying on in that same principle what he had left. And then Maulana Abdul Khaliq Vauda of Barberton, he also graduated here. MashaAllah, he's also there. And Maulana Faisal, who was from Chatsworth, he also graduated here. And what great work. That in short, in about, I think, 7-8 years time. Yaqub Bey, 7-8 years? 5 years. MashaAllah, in 5 years time, the first boy graduated as a Hafiz. He's an Arab boy, and he complained. MashaAllah, he's doing every day 4 Suparas door. And now at the Jalsa, and for that actually we were invited and we went, that they started the Alim cause also, two boys, him and Maulana Faisal's son. So just see, it's really an impossibility. It's only Allah's fazl that children who couldn't, the parents don't, they are Arabs. but they don't know Arabic. The father is learning little bit Arabic again. And when he speak Arabic, he says, go slowly, then I can comprehend. Otherwise, I can't. Otherwise, their language they lost, their culture they lost, everything. But alhamdulillah, this is coming back now. And in this place, we have very good work. Not only this one madrasa here, in this one place, but where Maulana Faisal is, there's one there also. And now a third madrasa is opening in another area where there are only Arabs there. Where Maulana Faisal is, there are more people from Guyana. And where Maulana Muhammad Munshi is, there are more Arabs there too. And alhamdulillah, they've opened a boarding and they've got about 18 students from around the country, from the whole country. So we can see what little bit of effort that how much is required. And the ulama who are there, very great sacrifice on their part. As far as world living conditions, alhamdulillah, Allah reward the brothers who are seeing to everything. The team which is working with Maulana Yusuf Biko, they are mashallah, they see well to them, they are quite comfortable. But naturally, your family is far, the environment is different. Then for the woman it's more hard, then for the children it's more hard. It's a new culture, a new environment. And also the other very big sacrifice, when a person has finished Bukhari Sharif, became an alim, now he has to go and teach not from Alif Ba, but he has to teach from Istinja. Because those children don't know Istinja also. They don't know any adab. The children will sit and just play around with their legs stretched. In fact, they'll tell the ustad, go and bring this for me, bring that for me. We think, oh, I'm Maulana. The children must respect me. There you must forget all that. That you are Maulana and that they must respect you. And there you have to become their slave. And you have to become their khadim. Then you get some result. So what great sacrifices. But Allah's fazal, alhamdulillah, great results Allah Ta'ala is showing. Then we went to Argentina from the capital, Buenos Aires, about an hour's flight, 5 hour journey by road. There is a place, Mar del Plata. There, alhamdulillah, Maulana Junaid Mullah, Apra Abbas Pais son of Azadwell, he is there. And Maulana Muhammad Musa, Maulana Mufti Rashid Musa's son, Maulana Muhammad Musa, they are there. They are a bit more still in the initial, that has started later. But mashallah, they are also doing fantastic work. There was also a little jalsa for the children to encourage them, etc. And they also have started. And here we saw that they took us right in the city center, in the heart of the city center. A building, we went there, about 6-7 floor building. Maybe at one time the whole thing was a masjid. But later the top floor, an old lady came, she was just speaking Spanish. Maulana Muhammad Musa was there, he was helping to translate. The top floor, she said, was still a masjid. And at the bottom we saw, just like in Spain, in Masjid al-Qurtuba, where everywhere is written, La ghaliba illallah. Yeah, also it was engraved still. And the kalima, La ilaha illallah. But now the children, fifth, sixth generation, they sold everything just for monetary gain. It looks like the masjid also, they sold it. And they made it today is just a complete commercial center. A very, very busy place right in the center of town. And it has just become. But they took us to the railway station, the metro underground railway station. There also, in the railway station, right through it was written, La ghaliba illallah. So we can see what and in their history they say the Arabs that came. But they just camouflaging Muslims with Arabs. Of course, the Arabs, there were Jews, there were Christians also in the Arabs. There were other people also, Shias also in the Arabs. But it was really Muslim influence there that was very strong there. So Allah reward the brothers who are so actively involved in there. And these ulama that are sacrificing, and those people who are sponsoring and donating to buy or offer, how many houses they have bought, masjids they have built, all this is a big thing. And a foreign country, we are not used to the laws of the place. Yeah, we have got an idea if you want to start something, how to go about it. There are many people who help, and many, like so many Muslim lawyers, so many other people, how to do this, how to do that. There is nothing like that. And in that, in this few years, alhamdulillah, what great achievement. So what we should try and do, that we also get ready, that even if we are just, if we are not alims also, if we think of one country and many people are doing it, like Fashion World, for example, Tokrats in Malawi, Howlett Work, in Cape Town, Howlett Work, they are doing. And so many people can do this, take up one country, take up one continent, take up a few countries, get ulama and collect money from people and organize it, and then go and have established deen. When we went to Kenya, they explained to us there, and exactly almost the same thing happened in Argentina also, that they explained that with the work of Tabligh, alhamdulillah, the deen consciousness came, an environment was built. And not only masjids, but towns and towns and cities where there was tabligh work carrying on, the masjids, there was everything. But they did not, they themselves told us, we didn't back it up with maktabs and with khanqa. So the Salafis came, and overnight they, yeah, in Argentina, in the city Buenos Aires, there was one place where also they established a maktab. And one Salafi came, this people, our people here, Maulana Yusuf Bhikkhu and them, they were paying the rental for the place. They were paying the ustad. And he came and he hijacked the whole thing. They must pay the rental, and he was doing his Salafism there. So if it's not backed up with makatib and with our people and with khanqa, then our efforts can easily, then our efforts is like there is a rock and there is some sand on the rock, and one, and you planted your things. One strong storm came and it washed away everything. Nothing was left. It was just on top of the rock. So we need solid. And the foundation and the solid to solidify it is, which the Quran Sharif says, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's effort when he came in this world is to work first makatib, then darul ulums, then tazkiyah nafs. After that, tabligh. When we'll do this in this way, then our work will spread also and it will be strong. What is very important, that in any operation, whether it's our business, whether it is a Darul Uloom, a madrasa, anything, the work must spread also. But if your eyes are only on the spread of the work, and you are not worried of the work becoming fundamentally strong, you will lose everything. How many businesses, when they started spreading their wings, and they didn't keep the fundamental strong, everything what they had also they lost. So you have to solidify yourself also, and you must spread also. Both things are necessary. When you do both things, then you become strong in the true sense of the word. Otherwise, if you're just making yourself strong all the time, but you're not spreading, then also the required results won't be there. And if you spread, but you don't solidify, you don't make your foundation strong, you lose everything. So alhamdulillah, the work of this makatib, a great, great work. Maulana Junaid Mullah and them, and all of them, how much they hosted us, that was another side of the story, how they looked after us. But more important, what great work they are doing, the sacrifice, and what great work, and how people are coming in the fold of Islam. Just so, for example, the last night when we were here by Maulana Junaid Mullah, we were having supper at his place, and they brought one brother who was a Spanish brother, but about 1.5 months ago he accepted Islam, and on some Naqshbandi silsila. And Ajib also, he says that when he came, we asked him, how come you joined up, how you met these people, our people here? They were walking. So he says, I finished my work and I thought now, I just became restless, that I have to do something. So he's a carpenter. He said, I took my truck and I started driving just aimlessly. How Allah Ta'ala planned it. And then I saw these people walking, and I went and meet them. And then he was very, very happy. He came, he had supper with us, everything. And he was looking for something. How, when you look for something, how Allah guides. How Allah sent us here from South Africa. At that time there, he went out just for a drive, just to drive around. But he was looking for the comfort of his heart. And how Allah Ta'ala made him meet them. And then he came for the masjid. Now he got connected for what the masjid, what their program, they arranged for his teaching, everything. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with, and Allah has blessed South Africa. Hafiz Patel Sahib of England said, ulama of England, they are not prepared to go from one town to another town. your ulama of South Africa, you left your country. Bhai Abdul Wahab, when he went there, and he said, these people, they came only for deen, not for business. 10 times he asked, not for business. He said, otherwise, that they just came for deen, not for business. He said, promise me they only came for deen. They didn't come here for business. He said, nobody is prepared to do that. When these sacrifices will be made for the sake of deen, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely show results. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality, inshallah. Inshallah, it's again unfortunately a short notice, but Thursday, Yawm al-Khamis, we'll be going to North Coast Safar, the Khamis, Juma, and Sabt, and return on Ahad on Sunday. Anyone who wishes to join, is welcome to join, and even if ladies want to join, there's accommodation for them. Whoever wishes to go, please let me know by 11 o'clock tomorrow, so that we can inform them there, and they can make the arrangements also, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. قرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی, سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو. نشہ عشق الہی یارو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو, چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے. جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تیغ حکم خدا کو رکھیں اپنی گردن پر ہم بھی، راہ حق میں اپنی ہتھیلی پر لے جائے سر ہم بھی، مثل علی کے حملہ کر دیں، مثل علی کے حملہ کر دیں نفس کے خیبر پر ہم بھی، راہ خدا میں جان لڑا دے، راہ خدا میں جان لڑا دے ہم بھی پڑھ کر بسم اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں. پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ، سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اپنے رب سے غافل ہو کر اپنی عمر گوا بیٹھے، بھول کے اپنے مولا کو ہم دل غیروں سے لگا بیٹھے. اپنے رب سے غافل ہو کر اپنی عمر گوا بیٹھے، بھول کے اپنے مولا کو ہم دل غیروں سے لگا بیٹھے. خالق دل سے ناتا توڑا، دل کا چین لٹا بیٹھے. چین کہیں ہے عشق بتا میں، چین کہیں تھا عشق بتا میں. توبہ توبہ معاذ اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا، اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں. ترک معاصی کا اے اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں. اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں. اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے، اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے، سب کہہ دو انشاء اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و حبیبنا و شفیعنا و مولانا محمد و علی آلہ و صحابہ اجمعین. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد کلما ذکر الذاکرون، و صل علی سیدنا محمد کلما غفل عن ذکر الغافلون. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا و ان لم تغفر لنا و ترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها. زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من وبطن اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان ومتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا اللهم اهدي الدين كل في العالم كل إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لذلك اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء ولسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كل عاجل وآجل ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كل عاجل وآجل ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
And this is on Tawbah and Istighfar. Further, Hazrat writes here, Istighfar or Tawbah ka farak. The difference between Istighfar and Tawbah, there is a difference. Normally we take it as one thing, that Tawbah and Istighfar is one. But there is a difference between the two. Haq Ta'ala ka irshad hai, Istaghfiru Rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. That make Istighfar to your Rabb and then make Tawbah to Him. From there it is quite clear that the two things are two separate things. Istighfar is something else and Tawbah is something else. Is ayat ke zail mein Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi farmate ki istighfar se murad maazi ke gunahon se muafi mangna hai. From this ayat Allama Alusi, a great mufassir, writes that istighfar means to seek forgiveness from your previous sins. That is called istighfar, and there are great virtues of istighfar, and the virtues of Tawbah are different. And the virtues of Tawbah and Istighfar together are magnificent. But the Tawbah, to seek forgiveness of previous gunas, Istighfar is also a great thing. Or Tawbah se murad nadamat qalb ke saath talafi aur aainda ke liye ehd karna hai ke is khata ko dobara na karenge. And Tawbah means what a sorrowful heart, a sorry heart, that what we have done. With that, we correct what we have wronged. We haven't made namaz, we read our namazes. We took somebody's money, we return that money. We correct what wrong we have done, and we feel guilty about it, and we promise that in the future we won't do it. That is called Tawbah. So there are three things in Tawbah: to feel guilty and realize that we have done wrong, to correct that wrong, and to promise not to do it again in the future. If we do it in the future, that is different. But at the time of Tawbah, we have that firm resolution that I won't commit this guna again. Even, ulama have written, if in the back of our mind we have it, I am such, I know I will commit this guna again. But at that time, have this resolution that I won't commit it, that the Tawbah is made. And there are great virtues for Tawbah. Allama Alusi ki ibarat mulahaza farmaya acha. آگے اگر استغفار اور توبہ ایک ہی حقیقت رکھتے تو حق تعالی شانو الگ الگ نہ بیان فرماتے. If توبہ and استغفار was the same thing, Allah should not have mentioned the two separately. توبہ کی نسبت جب حق تعالی کی طرف ہوتی ہے تو اس کا مفہوم حق تعالی کی عنایت اور توفیقات ہوتی ہے. And when Allah تعالی تاب اللہ, that Allah didn't make توبہ. Allah, what does this mean when توبہ is related to Allah تعالی? Banda, a slave makes توبہ. But the same word توبہ is used in relationship with Allah تعالی also. When it is used in relationship with Allah تعالی, then the meaning of it is the kindness that Allah has given that person, the tawfiq to make توبہ. And now he turns to Allah تعالی in repentance. مقبول توبہ کی علامت. What is the sign that a person has made a توبہ which is مقبول? That is important. Our namaz must be مقبول, every ibadat. So the sign of توبہ mean مقبول. خطا کی صدور سے قلب کا انتہائی غم اور انتہائی کرب اور ندامت منصوص ہے. حق تعالیٰ کا ارشاد ہے, حتی اذا ضاقت علیہم الارض بما رحبت وضاقت علیہم انفسهم. That when a person commits guna, then what is the condition of توبہ now? قلب کا انتہائی غم. A person feels very guilty, sorry, bad about it. How could I have done this? اور انتہائی کرب, and is restless about that guna. Or nadamat, and sorry. This is the sign that that is maqbool tawbah. When a person, even if he doesn't use the word tawbah, and to hit the cheeks with our hands, of course, is not part of tawbah, that we just teach children that make tawbah, do that. But what are the three things that are required? Intihai gham, excessive sorrowfulness, that how could I have done this? And intihai karb, restlessness. You just cannot rest, or nadamat, and you are sorry about it. The minute those three things come together about any guna, that is tawbah. Now that guna, that Allah has forgiven that tawbah. So that is what a person has to work for. This ayat se istirab par dalalat karti hai. This ayat about the sahaba, when they did not go out in jihad, this was their condition, that how restless they were, that we committed this guna of not going in jihad. کہ جس قدر ایمان ہوتا ہے اسی قدر گناہ سے غم ہوتا ہے. And to the level of ایمان of a person, to that level a person feels sorry about his guna. As it comes in the hadith, for a munafiq, a kafir, he commits a guna, it was like a fly sitting on him, he just made it fly away. But for a mu'min, like a mountain came down on him. And until he does not make tawbah, he doesn't find peace. چنانچہ حق تعالی فرماتے کہ ان تین اصحاب پر زمین باوجود وسعت کے تنگ ہو گئی. So the condition of these three sahaba became such that when they did not go out in jihad, that the earth was spread out. But in spite of it being spread out, for them it was as if they were completely captivated, that they are tight, they can't even move anywhere. Like somebody, a iron, what you call that, was put on you. When you are fastened with iron, like that, they felt like that, though they were free, they could go, but that is how they felt, guilty like that. اور وہ اپنی جانوں سے بیزار ہو گئے. And they didn't even want to live. That what is life worth? If this is what I done, I broke the law of Allah. So like that a person must feel, that is what is called tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with istighfar also and tawbah. And it is compulsory that we make this all the time. And if a person does this regularly, and at the beginning, even if you don't feel so guilty, but make your form like a guilty person. Tell yourself you are so bad, though you're not feeling bad also. You don't take it as anything, but you'll keep on doing, the reality will come. Afterwards you'll realize that this is a person who makes tawbah and dies, he goes straight to Jannah. So therefore, regularly we should make tawbah istighfar. Nobody knows when his maut is coming. And if he made tawbah istighfar before he died, straight to Jannah, he dies as a wali of Allah Ta'ala, because no guna is left on him. Allah is so kind, you could have committed the worst gunas. But by tawbah istighfar, Allah, genuine tawbah istighfar, Allah totally forgives it. And at least even just have the name of tawbah istighfar. If we cannot reach the reality, at least just start with the name of tawbah and istighfar, and slowly, slowly carry on, the reality will come, inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك.